It is Saturday afternoon, my favorite half hour of the week here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS. Daryl Grandy, I get to be here once again, physically here too, with my dear close personal friend Michelle Conti, ContiLawPGH.com, the Conti Law Firm, your legal concierge. This is the Essentials of Estate Planning Show here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS, 724-784-0239. That is the phone number, 724-784-0239. Two physical locations, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette, that's where I'm at right now, and 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104, Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. Also available on the socials. We're back!
You're back!
You made it. I made it. We all made it.
We survived.
We survived Snowmageddon 2026. And with filling the blank inches that we got.
Oh, God.
It just kept coming and coming and coming.
Why didn't we move to the beach when we could have?
We could have. Your kids had the right idea.
They did. My whole family lives there. What am I doing here?
Well, you're here because you're... Why are you here? You're here to serve the people. Right?
I guess you're
here to serve your clientele, your client base.
No, let's be honest. I don't want to pack up that house. I don't want to take another test in Florida. It's hot.
What, in terms of what, taking another test in Florida, have you heard anecdotally in terms of differences between Florida law and Pennsylvania law?
They have a lot of waterway laws that I know nothing about.
Okay. Well, as far as your state.
You figure I haven't taken a test.
Right.
22 years.
Sure.
It was in what, 2004.
Okay.
I still remember I had a schedule. I'm very habitual.
Okay,
I like
right.
my habits.
Right. That's important in your role.
I would take my class at the JCC in Squirrel Hill.
Okay.
I don't remember how long that lasted. And then I would come home and eat and then just study all night long.
Sure.
And there were days I averaged probably 13 hours a day of studying.
Wow.
Now, I need repetition to remember things. And then once I do, I remember them. But I remember probably our test was in July, I believe.
Okay, I believe you.
We graduated in May. So whatever that 6 weeks was, every day I didn't stop. It was it was just nonsense. And I don't want to do that again.
Okay. So Pennsylvania proud.
Yeah, and what I think people are shocked by is every state has their own bar. So you
have to
either waive in, which you can do. Some states, you write a check, you fill out the application, they look at it as long as you're in good standing and you've you know, passed all whatever, the background. Then you get licensed there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
and I could do that.
Right.
Florida's not one of them.
Really?
No, because everybody flocks to Florida. So
The snowbird.
One of their tricks, which I think is funny. I was just talking about this to Blake the other day, to take the test. And I don't remember what I paid 20 plus years ago.
Sure.
But to take the test, at least when I was looking at it for Florida, was they charged you based on how many years you've been practicing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm making these numbers up.
Right.
Did anybody call and yell at me?
Easy math.
Let's say if I wanted to take Pennsylvania bar after 20-some years, it was
$2,000. Fine.
Might be more.
That's fine.
But
make the math easy.
In Florida, they base it on how many years. Now, I've been practicing 20-plus years. We'll leave it at that.
Sure, right.
I want to say it was like 10, 12,000. Maybe I'm
added
it up wrong. I don't know. It was a lot. And that's what they were saying. That's how they get you. And I said, well, they don't want... you know, old people like me coming down.
Right.
Because that's our retirement plan, is to relax and still work there. You know, I should have taken that test years ago.
Right.
And I actually purchased all of that study material when my parents moved, probably 15.
It makes sense. I mean,
I never did anything.
Precautionary moves. It does make sense. So that's very interesting. So
yeah. Every state requires a bar, and people will call us because we're so close.
Right.
You know, do you practice in Ohio? Which we do, because Blake's here. He has an Ohio bar.
Okay.
We got the other day West Virginia.
Okay.
No, we don't practice there. And so, you know, all the states. I had somebody from Texas. Can we like you? Can you do our documents? No,
sure.
I can't.
Okay.
I'm not barred there. So I am personally, everybody here, the only two states we can practice are Pennsylvania and Ohio.
I think that's probably why you have some commercials, and I can't name them, but I know there are commercials out there for law firms that will specifically say, I think one's a pretty prominent divorce one, right? I mean, they'll specifically say, like, as part of their speed read disclaimer at the very end, you know, not applicable in Pennsylvania or whatever like that.
Right.
For that exact reason, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Right. So, because every state's laws are different. And I tell people, especially with estate planning, because we'll have older folks maybe have, you know, lived outside of Pennsylvania, and then their kids have settled here, so they're coming in. And they'll say, you know, I have documents from fill in the blank, some other state.
Right.
Will they work here? Or I have Pennsylvania documents. If I retire south, will they work there?
Right.
And of course, we always say, well, it depends. You have to consult with an estate planning attorney in that state because sure. we're not barred there. But most often, you know, if you have a will from out of state and you pass unexpectedly without updating it, it will work here.
Okay.
We just have to jump through extra hoops.
Sure. Right,
right, we have to get it certified from that state. Medical powers of attorney, you know, the preface is I'd have to review it. But most often they will work
right.
nationwide because they're pretty much all the same.
Sure.
I know Pennsylvania, we have one of the strictest financial power of attorney laws. So okay. if yours doesn't apply to our law, doesn't sure. meet our standards, then they won't accept it. So, you know, especially in this winter time when people are thinking about leaving, if
right.
you have Pennsylvania documents.
Especially this past week.
Right. It's important when you relocate,
right.
have an attorney there. And most estate planning attorneys offer complimentary consultations. Or if they don't, it's minimal. It's a couple $100 to make sure that those documents are up to date. It's well worth it.
It is well worth it. And obviously, you know, better to be forewarned than forearmed. So again, collectorlawpgh.com, 724-784-0239. Consultations are free here, correct?
Correct.
724-784-0239. Again, two locations. Where I'm at right now, 7880 Steubenville Pike. That is in North Fayette, Pennsylvania. Close to the airport, close to downtown, and the Waynesburg location, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104, Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. You talked, we actually meant to talk about this last week, and I really got too much into it. We're about a month into 2026, as
already.
You and I are talking here. We're firmly entrenched. We're 10 toes in. If we still wrote checks, we'd probably have the 2026 down by now. But in terms of new laws, new regulations, new things for people to be considering when it comes to the law, especially estate planning, for 2026, what's on the docket? What changes have come down the pike?
Not much new for Pennsylvania, but federally, our federal exemption
okay.
increase for 2026.
Okay.
So
okay.
in the past year, 2 years, estate planners were quick to say, we don't know what's happening, so
sure.
we can't help you. Because when what Biden had proposed years ago, if he were to be reelected,
right.
our tax code mm-hmm. was sunsetting.
Sure.
So all of those numbers that you know someone like me is looking at were set to reduce by half and then reduce again. And then, you know, they
sure.
kept going down.
Right, right.
And so we didn't really know what to say because we didn't know who was going to be elected. Now that Trump's in, one of the things he's done, which I think is great, is increase
sure.
that federal exemption amount. And that's a fancy way to say that we each are given a number.
Sure.
Right now it's $15 million. So, you know, for myself, I have a $15 million lifetime exemption, and my husband has $15 million
okay.
lifetime exemption. So because we're married, we add those together, it's $30 million bucks. Most of the time, and I'll be very honest, most of our clients are not concerned about that because their estate doesn't exceed $30 million.
Sure, right.
Now, we do have several, and that takes different planning. But all that means is that if you die with funds, so let's just pretend I'm not married. So
sure,
it's just
right.
me. If I die with an estate mm-hmm. that falls under $15 million, my family doesn't have to pay federal estate tax.
Okay.
Now, if my estate was $16 million, so I have $1 million. Now, again,
yeah.
there are deductions. There are ways to get that number
I'm
down.
Sure,
but let's
right,
just
right,
say
right. That's
it's
what,
$16
that's what,
million.
That's what the accountants are for.
Right. So you have $1 million estate that above that. Then it's taxed at 40%.
Sure.
So that $1 million, not the $16 million,
no,
just the overage.
The overage, yeah.
Is
like luxury,
taxed.
It's like luxury tax in baseball.
Right. So it's $400,000. That's a lot of money.
Sure.
Is there a way to plan to reduce that, if not eliminate it? Sure. That's what makes us tax attorneys great. Can we do it? There's planning strategies to do it, but it doesn't happen overnight. It always makes me laugh when the clients say, okay, well, I'm going on vacation next week. Can this be done? No.
Sure.
I can just tell you no. The answer is no. Just like the more advanced planning, it doesn't happen overnight where we actually have to put a plan together.
Right.
But for most folks, they don't have to worry about that federal estate
sure.
tax. Now, there's always Pennsylvania inheritance tax. Not all states have it. We're one of six states in the country that have inheritance tax.
Okay.
And ours ranges anywhere from 0 to 15%. It just
sure.
depends on what you're inheriting and who is inheriting.
Right.
And it always makes me laugh of the clients who say, well, my daughter lives in Tennessee, or my daughter lives in Florida. They don't have tax rate. We don't care about them.
No.
It's where you lived when you died. If you're a resident of Pennsylvania, then everybody's taxed, unfortunately.
Right.
But for the federal changes, I always tell clients, because you never know. I don't know if my clients are lottery players, right?
Yeah, right.
So I always tell people, if your spouse dies, there's something called portability. So when you file that final income tax return, you're also going to file for, it's called stacking. I'm going to take my husband's unused lifetime exemption, which most often is the $15
million, right.
And I'm going to add it to mine.
Okay.
So now, even though he's dead, I have a $30 million right. that I'm locked in. I'm always going to keep his $15 million. So even if when my clients, when we didn't know if Biden was staying in and the tax code was sunsetting,
right.
If they had already stacked or taken their deceased spouse's exemption, they were locked in at that number.
Sure.
So even if our numbers personally had gone down, that was locked in. But again, doesn't affect most people. What sure. really affects most people, and this isn't a change, is the Secure Act,
okay.
where if you inherit a qualified account, so an IRA, some sort of retirement account, you have two options, unless you're the spouse. But you have two options, is I can take a lump sum distribution. So if you leave me $100,000. If I choose the lump sum, I'm going to pay all income tax right up front.
Okay.
And it's based on my income tax rate.
Sure.
Or, and it really depends on what my recommendation is, but I'll tell you, when my parents die, I'm going to take the option that I'm going to, we used to call it a stretch IRA.
Okay.
So this inherited IRA, you now have 10 years to take it. Now, it really depends on so many different factors. A, do you need the money?
Right.
B, what tax bracket are you in? But the stretch option, and I don't think they call it that anymore, but the stretch option over 10 years is nice, because I don't have to take, let's say it's $100,000. Right. I don't have to take $10,000 this year, $10,000 year two, $10,000 year three. I can take what I want.
Okay.
And when I pull it out, maybe this year I didn't work. I was laid off. I didn't work. I have no taxable income. I'm going to take $50,000 because I need it.
Right.
I'm only going to pay that tax on that money that I pull out. Maybe next year I don't need it, so I don't take it.
Sure.
Of course, the strategy, I always go with the team approach, right? I'm an attorney. Yes, I'm a tax attorney, but I'm not a financial advisor either.
Right.
So when I sit down with my clients and they're inheriting money or planning on inheriting money, we'll sit with the financial advisor, the accountant, and myself, and come up with a plan that makes sense based on what the client, what their needs are. Right. I know a lot of attorneys won't do that. Maybe they wear multiple hats. Maybe they are an attorney, or maybe they are an accountant. Maybe they are a financial advisor. Okay. I'm none of those.
So,
I know what I know and I know what I don't know.
There you go.
So I think it makes sense, but that hasn't changed in 2026, but that's always something when clients will call in and say, we need a tax plan in place.
So you have to keep an eye, in addition to all the stuff you do with the, with the estate planning and the code and the Pennsylvania law, the federal law, you kind of also have to keep an eye on the political scene, don't you?
Absolutely.
In terms of the elections and putting whatever your politics are aside, I don't know them, I don't care about them, but putting your personal politics aside, you do kind of have to keep an eye on where the tea leaves are going down in Washington, because they are going to have a trickle-down effect on what you do legally, in terms of, if Biden won in 2024 and didn't run, but if he would have ran and won, this would have happened, as opposed to Trump, and whatever happens in 2028 happens in 2028. That has to be something that, however you personally feel about it, is put on the back burner, and you have to keep an eye on it for your clients.
Well, and I always, when the election was happening, everybody here laughed.
Sure.
Because they all know my politics.
Right.
I'm pretty outspoken about it. Sure. However, with my clients, I always say, and this is how I was raised, we don't talk about money.
Right.
I mean, I talk about money.
Oh, yeah,
we don't talk about money.
Right.
We don't talk about politics or religion.
There you go.
And it amazed me at the time, how many people would ask me what my political thoughts were. And I would say, I don't discuss this with anybody.
Right.
I don't discuss this with my clients. However, what questions do you have? And they would ask, and I'd say it's a mixed bag between, people felt one way about Biden, another way about Trump.
A society.
You should elect me as president, which you shouldn't, because I have that temper where we'll all just blow up. No politics for me.
Okay.
But I would tell them I don't discuss politics. However, I will tell you why Biden should not be elected.
Sure.
And it had nothing to do with everything that was all over the media. It had to do with this tax code issue.
Sure.
Because nobody reads it. Nobody.
Right.
They'd come in here, and it frustrates me, and I rarely lose my temper.
Right.
With clients or any professional, especially clients, but it would irritate me and they would see me get frustrated. And I don't have a strong poker face when it comes to what I believe is right.
Right.
And I experienced.
Not many people do.
No.
Really?
I mean, but I even had this last couple weeks ago with a lady. She's wonderful. She's great. It was a consult and she told me what the will said.
Right.
And I said, unfortunately, that's not what it says. And she argued with me. And again, the way that the will was written, it was written in legalese. So it didn't list names of
sure.
people to inherit. It said, when I die, my estate goes to my lineal heirs. And I shouldn't have done what I did. But it was late. It was 6 o'clock at night. She's frustrating me. And I said to her, do you know what this means?
Right.
She said, well, I'm not an attorney. I said, right. You're not an attorney. If you can't define what a lineal heir is,
right.
then stop. Don't talk. Just for a minute. Just listen.
Right, right.
I have this conversation with my kids all the time. You have no idea what you're talking about. Stop and listen and try to learn something. So I said to her, I know I'm going off base, but I said to her, lineal heir means blood relative.
Right.
Right?
Along the line.
Right?
Along the
so
line.
If I don't have a will, or even if I had a will, and it said my lineal heirs will inherit, it's my kids.
Right.
Right?
Your bloodline.
My bloodline. Per stirpes, Latin, means following the bloodline. Well, in this case, her husband doesn't have any lineal heirs. He has stepchildren.
Okay. That's not lineal.
Are they blood?
No.
No.
That's not lineal.
And I said that to her, and she's looking at me like I have seven heads, and she said, well, this attorney drafted it, and she knows what she's doing. And I said, okay, go back to her then, because you're wrong. This is not what this says.
Right.
But just like with the tax code, people would come in, we hate Trump, he's going to blah, blah, whatever they were arguing.
Right.
Okay, I don't care. Again, and this is the only time I'd get frustrated.
Sure.
Because I'd say, did you read the proposed tax code changes?
Right.
No, I've never read the tax code. Great. I have them all in my office.
Mm-hmm.
I have the old ones when I went to Villanova to get a master's in tax, and I have all the updated versions.
Right.
So if you read it, not only did it say, this is currently where we're at, this was the proposed changes.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it was going to reduce to 5 million. We were at 13 million at the time, using round numbers. It was to reduce to 5 million with inflation. I'm not in that industry, but let's say it was 7 million with the inflation.
Sure, right.
And then from there, if you continued to read it, it was to reduce, potentially reduce.
More.
Now, again, a lot has to happen for all of that to occur.
Sure, right.
But people just came in and were just uneducated. And I said, if you read it, you would understand why I feel so strongly, because
right.
even though where we're at now, 15 million, 30 million combined.
Sure.
If you have more than $30 million, that's not a big hit to you.
I was going to say,
if you're losing 10% or
right.
whatever it came to, $400,000.
Everything in perspective.
Right.
Spit in the
but
ocean.
For a normal couple or a normal individual, if you die with $3 million, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, absolutely.
But if you're losing 50% to taxes,
that's a lot to lose.
That affects us normal folks more than the rich.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my argument,
right.
is be educated on why you're arguing one way and actually read it. And and I don't blame you. I don't want to read the tax code.
That's boring.
I don't want to read the changes. I don't want to read the excerpts from this person's perspective.
Right.
But don't make an argument until you're informed.
Yeah, and I think that can speak to so much more beyond what happens here between
right.
four walls. I mean, that's life. That's life in 2026.
That's my soapbox.
That's social media. That's
oh,
media.
Oh God,
that's,
it drives me crazy.
Barbershop. That's everything in 2026, right?
It is.
But that's something you have to wade through professionally. We go back to what you do. I mean, that's something that a lot of people probably come through these doors at 7880 Steubenville Pike or in 3157 Mount Morris Road in Waynesburg. They probably come through the doors. They probably call you at 724-784-0239. Go to countrylawpgh.com. Go to the socials. With, I'll say, misinformation.
Misinformation, the
wrong thing, what they were told, what they were found on the social media, what they found on the internet, because the internet's never wrong. They probably come to you who knows what you're supposed to know, who knows these things because you know things. With these, so not only do you not get to work with a blank slate, you get to work with a slate that already has a bunch of cracks in it. You got to uncrack the cracks, then inform them.
Well, I laugh. I mean, it some days are harder than others. And again, it's rare for me to lose my temper.
Right.
I think I lost it one day last year at my desk, and I mean, I lost it.
Sure.
I threw something.
You're human.
It had nothing to do with anybody. There was no one person. It was just, I kind of.
The state of things.
And I was on the phone with Jason, and I slammed my cell phone down. I didn't break it, but right. I slammed it down. I was still on with him. And he was like, what? And Corey came down, and she said, I've worked for you for, I've never heard you raise your voice,
sure.
ever.
Right.
And she said, and you, what happened? And it was something stupid. But most days, yeah, I'm human. Most days, I tell people, you're coming to me for advice.
Right, right.
Right? I'm not coming to you.
Right.
You're voluntarily coming through my door.
Sure.
And I'm giving you the best advice I can. And my understanding of the law or the proposed changes, or it always makes me laugh when, and normally this does not happen, but I hear stories, but it makes me laugh when somebody will say, you know, my neighbor's brother's cousin's uncle told me, or right. What really irritates me. And again, I'm not one, you do what you got to do, right?
Right?
I mean, I'm not going to twist your arm to listen. If you go against my advice, well, that's on you.
Right.
Right. But I had a case where I was on a phone call. I was with the clients and their financial advisors. And there was two of guys on the phone, and they're telling my clients why my advice is wrong. Mm. Now I can take a lot, right? I can take, if they're a judge, I respect all of our judges.
Right.
You can yell at me all you want. You're probably right then. Right. Yeah. I mean, if that's your opinion, but I'm not taking it from someone who's never been to law school.
Right.
And they went on and on and on and on about why my client didn't need to do what I recommended. And it wasn't something like absurdly out of this realm or expensive. It was just basic common sense.
Sure.
And I finally gave up and I said, if you're going to listen to these two, who I said, between the two of you, how many years legal experience do you have? What law school did you go to?
Right.
Because I have how many legal degrees?
Sure.
And my multiple legal degrees and 20 plus years are telling me you're wrong.
Right.
And so if you're going to listen to them, go ahead.
No.
However, I will put the paper behind my opinion as to why I'm right. And it turned out, I don't know who they were. I don't even know if they still practice anymore. But their boss called me and apologized and said they had no right to ever give a legal opinion. Right. Because they don't want my client suing them.
No, right, right.
She listened to them.
Because that comes back to them.
Right.
Yeah.
And he said, I overheard what you said. And I wasn't mean. I didn't yell. I didn't raise my voice. I just asked the question.
Right.
What? Give me your diploma and tell me why you're right and I'm not. And I mean, she did what we said, which was really, it had nothing. It wasn't, I don't even know what it was about. It had to do with if she should use the trust or not.
Right.
But, you know, I get pushback from financial advisors all the time on, oh, don't put a beneficiary, just put the estate.
Sure.
And I say to them, do you understand the ramifications of what you just said? Mm-hmm. It doesn't come out of your pocket, but it's coming out of that beneficiary's pocket.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay that bill? And I think that, again, being informed, and it's frustrating when professionals, who I do hold to a higher standard, should know the basics. That's estate planning 101.
Right.
No, I'll tell you, don't put your estate as the beneficiary unless there has to be a really damn good circumstance, reason to do that.
Those are the essentials of estate planning.
You got me on my soapbox yelling, Daryl.
Funny.
Jeez.
I adjusted the levels on here. But 724-784-0239. If you want to hear Michelle yell at you in person.
I don't yell in person.
Just the one time. It was Jason on the phone anyway. 724-784-0239. ContiLawPGH.com. That's the website for Michelle and her team. Your legal concierge, Conti Law, doing their thing here in North Fayette, where I'm at right now. 7880 Steubenville Pike. I got North Fayette, Pennsylvania. That's the OG location, the brand new location in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. 3157 Mount Morris Road. Suite 104, and always good advice. And again, she knows what she's talking about, and she's willing to fight for it. You're willing to fight. We joke about this, but you're willing to fight for your clients. That's what this all boils down to. You want the best interest of your clients,
right? And we even said this well, but when I got into this, people always said, "What? Why would you do that?
Right?
It's so depressing. Why would you?
Because
not most, but there we deal with older folks.
Yeah, you could say you're dealing death.
We do. We deal in death. We deal with some of the most easily manipulated
that too
clientele.
Right.
And when I say to them, I'm going to talk to you like my mom.
Sure.
I'm going to talk to you like my dad or my brother or sister. But more importantly, I'm going to talk to you like you're my grandma, because you're more susceptible to being taken advantage of. And that's where my advice comes from. It comes from the heart. It comes from a good place.
Sure.
And my client, who I was yelling at the financial advisors about, was an older lady. She didn't know. Right. She wasn't going to take the time to research the law. And so she needed somebody she could believe
right.
and trust. And, you know, again, you can do whatever you want.
Sure.
Just like we talked about a couple shows ago, just because you're terrible with your money and you're blowing it on silly things
right.
doesn't mean somebody can take away your legal rights to say, well, they're doing whatever I wouldn't do.
Right.
But you need to have somebody in your corner who's willing to have that hard conversation and
yeah.
say, look, if you were my mom, this is what I would tell you.
And Michelle is that person. Her team are that people. 724-784-0239. 724-784-0239. ContiLawPGH.com. Also available on the socials as well. Let's keep this going. And we should probably talk next week about that exact topic. The fact that the elderly, a large part of your client base, are susceptible. There are a lot of bad actors out there.
There are.
Be it with phishing, be it with AI, be it with, you know, this is the new age. And it seems like, at least from where I sit on the sidelines, they're probably more susceptible than they've ever been to bad actors.
Ever
before. Bad acting things.
Absolutely.
Something to pick up on next week as we continue this.
Certainly.
Roll along here. I'll try to make my way back out here to 7880 Steubenville Pike, the OG location of the Conti Law Firm, ContiLawPGH.com. We'll see you right back here in 7 days.